Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya, where we talk all about Lyme and beyond, because as most of us know, Lyme rarely travels alone. I created this podcast to offer you hope and to remind you that healing is possible because I healed from my 13-year journey. Although it was exhausting, physically, emotionally, and financially, it truly was a blessing as it reshaped my mind, body, and soul. In this space, we share raw and real conversations with those who have made it to the other side of this journey, along with breaking down different topics and approaches with practitioners. My goal is to make you feel less alone, more empowered, and confident in being your own advocate. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you're looking for more tips and resources, I share everything I learned along my journey on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page. So now let's get to today's guest. I've got a special guest. She is actually the community manager for Vital Plan Network. And if you haven't heard that before, it is a program designed by Dr. Rawls. And if you've been a listener of my podcast for any amount of time, you know how much I adore Dr. Rawls because he has been a multi-returning guest. Is that what I call him? And so I'm excited to have his community manager, Liza Blaz, join us today. And she's going to share not only her personal journey, but the journey of her children. So this is a family affair for her. And so we're going to dive into kind of all the aspects of all of their journeys. And then towards the end, we're going to touch again on what is this Vital Plan Restore 180, because it's truly an amazing program that people need to know about. So, Liza, welcome to the show. It's so nice to meet you. I'm so thankful you're joining me.
Oh, it's such an honor to be here, Tanya. I am so excited to share my story and really thank you so much for all that you do for the community, too.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate what you're doing. Like I mentioned, I just adore Dr. Rawls. There are many practitioners in this community, right? And some of them just really highlight in my heart, and he is one of them. So I'm just super excited to have you, and I'm glad that he connected us.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And it's so interesting because I don't know if you know this, but I am so fortunate. I feel so privileged to work with Dr. Rawls and support his community in the Vital Plan Network. But it's one of those things where I was a customer first. And in fact, when it's like it's so hard to tell, like, where does the story start? Where does
You
your
never
life
know,
story start?
right?
Right. You don't know. Do I want to go back to like my 20s or do I want to start with my kids? But I remember in the year 2020, in February of 2020, I finally got a diagnosis for my daughter at the time. And that was like 3 years before getting the diagnosis. You're struggling and it's very stressful. And we kind of ended up in the world of psychiatric situations. And so in February 2020, I Googled Lyme resources. And what came up was Unlocking Lyme by Dr. Rawls. It was the first book on Lyme that I ever read. And then shortly after,
Liza, that was my story, right?
and really?
That is why I adore Dr. Rawls so much, because I know it's not about me, it's your story. But that's so funny that we have that in common, because I didn't know what Lyme disease was. I thought dogs got it, which they do, right? But I didn't know it was a human thing. And so when I Googled it, Dr. Rawls was all over. And I joined his free webinars. And I remember the very first book I got on Lyme disease was Unlocking Lyme by Dr. Rawls. And all I had to do was pay the shipping for it. And so he truly was a shining light in a very dark part of my journey. So funny to hear you say that. Sorry, go ahead, continue
No,
on.
that's fantastic. I mean, it's like the algorithm led us to the right person.
Right.
So I read the book like over a weekend, and this was, just to learn about it for my children. Then my son was diagnosed, and I'm one of these stubborn people though, that the seeds were planted in me to pursue something natural, that the body knows what to do, that plants and herbal therapy, have so many benefits. So I did have those seeds planted, but just the way my journey went, I was still taking that doctor route. And so we still went this other way. And so we were kind of bumping along from antibiotics to even whole body hyperthermia and IVs and just this whole other world, right? And fast forward maybe 2.5 years later, I did put my children on Vital Plan herbs. Specifically at that time in the year 2022, it was the original Restore Kit, which is now phase three of Restore 180. And that ultimately was kind of like the last few miles of the triathlon that completed their journey. And then, interestingly enough, while they were kind of towards the end of their journey, and when I was able to like take a beat and take a pause through all the things, I had realized I have this. I know I have this. I've got all of these symptoms from anxiety, shortness of breath, plantar fasciitis, heart palpitations. I even had an early stage breast cancer. I had so many weird things, thyroid issues, so many weird things to pop up over the years. And I have flared over the last 20 years. And so when I finally tested myself, I actually was active for Lyme, Bartonella, and tick-borne relapsing fever. So I ended up using Vital Plan. Even though I wasn't in a flare, I really just wanted to kick it out and really restore my cellular health. And I did use the original Restore Kit for 6 months to do that. And then ever since then, I've been on maintenance and I feel amazing. Like I'm so much more active in my early 50s than I ever was, in my late 20s.
I love that. I
Yeah.
love that. So let's kind of back up. You mentioned hyperthermia. That was one of kind of my big game changers too. Like I think there are many things that kind of get you one step closer, I think a lot of times, and I love to hear that you had that seed planted in you about, our bodies are amazing. They're designed to heal given, the right tools. But yet you still went down that rabbit hole of traditional Western medicine. And I wanted to kind of highlight that because I don't think when we go through this journey as being the patient or even as, a parent navigating for our children, I don't think we give ourselves enough grace during this journey. And it's important to pause and do that. And so just by you saying this, Liza, that you kind of knew the route, but that wasn't how you went, right? Because I think when things happen to us, we get scared. We really do get we get scared. And when you look in the chronic illness community, the Lyme community, there are so many options and so many choices, and it's so overwhelming and so confusing. But what we do know is the phone number to our doctor, right?
I know.
And so we go down that route. And I've, talked to thousands of people over the years, and many of them beat themselves up for doing that. We don't know what we don't know, first of all, right? And so we go back to the original resource, which is pretty much what most of us grew up on, believing that we go to the doctor, we take their pill, they make us feel better, and we go about our life. And so it oftentimes takes a journey like this for us to go through, for us to think outside the box, if you want to say, right? Or find those seeds that were never planted in us as far as venturing out into something that we're unfamiliar with. When we're unfamiliar with something, it's very uncomfortable. Like it just is, it's natural. And so, can you take us back to just kind of like the beginning? What ages were your children when they got sick? And maybe some of the misdiagnoses that they went through, or just kind of some of the steps of the process that you guys went through.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I think from the very beginning with my firstborn, especially, I think I passed on a load not knowing. I just thought I had Hashimoto and thyroid issues, but like now knowing that I did have Lyme or do have Lyme, I'm sure I passed a load. So I would say from the beginning, her nervous system was dysregulated, like from the beginning. Colic child, lots of gas, lots of GI issues. Even at seven, lots of GI issues. I even took her to a traditional Chinese medical doctor who put her on herbs even as early as like 8 years old because I could see some things were wrong. So I think she already had a load. And then, like by going to camps and being outside, I know she did take ticks off of her, around fifth grade. Things just got worse. So what really happened was she started experiencing psychiatric issues in the seventh grade that were displayed like serious eating disorder, OCD, intrusive thoughts. So we just kind of thought that we were dealing with really high anxiety and OCD. And nothing worked. Like, yes, she tried certain medications, but like nothing was really working. And we did a lot of therapy. And so I think towards the end of eighth grade is when she was finally diagnosed. And it was brought to me by a friend. So, in addition to psychiatric issues, my daughter was having lots of fevers randomly. Like that was a thing. Like she'd have a fever like every other month, and joint pain and chronic fatigue and brain fog. But she's such an overachiever, and what she displayed in terms of like fatigue and brain fog, you'd never really know. Like she was still getting straight A's. She's just like such a high functioning individual. Like it just, you know what I mean? It's so hard. Kids are so resilient, but it so it
So
was.
even though she wasn't at her full capacity, she probably was average for the normal child. So it was hard to decipher that there really was an issue, right?
And she was suffering a lot. So anyway, but the psychiatric issues were really severe. So kind of just she'd get so heightened that like she couldn't speak, or seizure-like episodes, but they were not seizures. Like we would go to the doctor, they would rule out seizures. So like very serious, scary psychiatric cysts, behavior or s symptoms, I should say, and nothing really working. So a friend brought it to my attention finally. And so a lot of this is hidden. This is there. You want to protect your children. You're not going to share this with people. It's very scary. Nobody understands it. You
And
share
then they're going to judge you
it.
by your choice of
Exactly.
what you're going to do.
Exactly. And it just leads to more questions that like you can't answer. So you do get to a point though, where I just had to start sharing with people because you can't explain why you can never be there and why you're missing out on everything and why your daughter was in a program for 12 weeks. Like you just have to start explaining things. And I just had to go with the truth, So for certain people, it's not like, and you're not like broadcasting this to the world, but so one of my friends brought to my attention. She was like, I know another little girl who exhibits those same symptoms and she has Lyme disease. And that might be something you should rule out. And when she said it, Tanya, I was like, oh my gosh, I bet you this is like, it just landed and it like I felt it in my heart that like, I bet you that's
This
what
was
this is.
it.
Cause she had pulled off ticks from camp. So, anyway, I took her back to that
And
traditional.
that, can I just pause you for a second, Liza? And that right there is the power of our voice. Just sharing our voices to help others. right? Like this friend of yours, because you were vulnerable enough to share, she knew enough about Lyme disease to lead you in the right direction. Like that is the power of our voice, you guys. We've got to share it wide and loud, right?
Yes, because it's very isolating. And when you are isolated, like you lose connectivity with people, like you're disconnected. And when you're disconnected, you're not going to move forward. Like, I know why we do it, it's self-preservation. And it is just an isolating journey, but you do not want to disconnect because you still have to get answers. You still have to find the pathway. So it's hard. It's really, really hard. So anywho, I did connect with the traditional Chinese medical doctor. And what was special about her is she was a medical doctor and she practiced traditional Chinese medicine at the same time. So I took my daughter back to her and I was like, things are getting worse. I want to rule out Lyme disease. And she was like, yes, we should do that. And Tanya, she had the IGenix test in her office
Oh my gosh.
and gave
It's
it to
meant to
me.
be, right?
Yes, but like she wasn't even thinking that. She was not even connecting the dots. Like I brought it to her. You know what I mean? So
And
that's.
that's what I think. I mean, it's confusing with us as adults, right? But I think when you have a younger child, for one, they can't really communicate exactly how they're feeling or what's going on, right? Like they're just learning who they are in general because they're so young. But when you have these types of things, the psychiatric issues, the OCD, the intrusive thoughts, like you think of, she's got some mental health issues, right? You don't think of, does she have a bacteria in her body? Does she have something going on? And I think that that's where the disconnect is so much with these parents that are dealing with this, and then you get the PANDAS diagnosis, right? And there are so many of them out there that took years to get these diagnoses because they're hyper focused on, let's treat this mental health issue, right? And of course it is a mental health issue, but it was brought on because there was a root problem. And the root problem is Lyme disease, right?
Well, it's a medical condition. It's a medical condition. So that's where we were kind of stuck just in mental health, but it's a medical condition.
Wow. So you go, you get the IGenix test, which is the one that was my saving grace, right? Like finally, I did three negative ones through random practitioners and don't know what they were, assuming ELISA and Western blot is my assumption, right? But then I get the IGenix and it was lit up like a Christmas tree, so to say.
And so when she got that, then I was like, oh gosh, well, I really need to test my son too. Kind of like same similar stuff but different, more heightened nervous system, emotional dysregulation, ocular processing issues, joint pain, had to drop out of basketball, joint pain, fatigue, inability to keep up with his friends when he's riding his bike. So it's like all of these l symptoms are just dripping in, and nothing's getting better. And then you keep going to the doctors to rule things out, and they're like, nope, his legs look fine. I know that he's having joint pain. We did the MRI, everything looks good. So we just kind of kept bouncing around with both of them until, we finally did get the test.
So is your daughter, she was 7th, 8th grade, and then is your son older or younger?
He was younger. So she was in 8th grade when she finally got diagnosed and started having problems mostly in 5th grade. And he was in 6th grade when he was diagnosed and really started having problems in the 3rd grade.
Gotta be so hard. Two
It was
kids,
so hard.
right?
It was so hard. And it was, there were some dark periods. Sometimes, like my phone or Facebook will tee me up some photo memories, and like I don't even want to look at those pictures because they were such sweet kids, and we were like really in a dark period.
and thankful to that friend who pointed you to Lyme disease. And you already had the connection with the acupuncturist because you already had these seeds planted in you from a young age, right?
Yeah.
That our bodies are amazing. So you seek that out, and lo and behold, there's the Igenix. Amazing
Yes.
how it works, right?
Yes.
So
Yes.
then you got your scent tested too.
Yes. And then I tell people, we have Lyme. We found out we have Lyme. And then people are reaching out and they're like, well, are you better now? Is everything better? And you know how it is. I mean, that was 2020, and it was like 2.5 grueling years of really not getting better, of feeling disappointed, my kids not believing me to try something new, bouncing around from treatment to treatment, finding out we have mold exposure. I mean, so it's just not easy. It's not a cookie cutter pathway. You're still like, you land on a diagnosis and you think it's going to be like sunshine and rainbows, and it is just another part of the journey. It's like another chapter.
Yes, so many of us get so excited that we get a
I know.
diagnosis of Lyme disease, right? And I get it. I was too. Like, I just finally felt validated. Like,
It is
because
validating.
we start thinking, well, maybe I am crazy. Like, maybe I am an over, analyzer with my children. Maybe I'm trying to gaslight myself. Maybe they really do have psychiatric issues. Maybe I did, just all these things. But then we get the diagnosis and we're like, oh yeah, that's not what I want to have. Because there's nothing straightforward. You can't just take a pill. You can't just do this and get well. There's many layers to it, right? And it's
Yeah.
very confusing. So
Yeah.
yes, we want a diagnosis. We want to feel validated, but we also want a little bit easier, straightforward journey than Lyme disease.
Well, and that is exactly why I went to the doctor. So what you just explained is why people will seek an LLMD, right? Because, that's why I went the antibiotic route, because you need somebody to lead you, because I didn't have the confidence at the time. I like
Right.
was not empowered. I didn't have enough information. And it really is like, we know now through the journey that like, I can do this. I've worked on all my things. I've done all the research. I'm confident that I can navigate us through. I know that today. But
Yes,
at
we
the
have many
beginning,
tools in our toolbox,
yes, we have
right?
many tools, and it's a journey to learn those tools and experience those tools. But I think just at the beginning, it's super natural, and I did it too. Even though I read Unlocking Lyme, it's very natural to just try to rely on a doctor. And there might not be a cookie cutter. Like, of course, we did doxy and rifampin and a whole cocktail of antibiotics. But it is just easier at the beginning. And that's just the path I chose, right? To kickstart the journey.
Yeah, and like you said, it makes sense because
Yeah.
we're going into this blinded, right? Like we
Yes.
don't oftentimes some of us has never even heard of Lyme disease. We
Right.
don't even know how we got it.
Right.
And so we don't know what to do. And if you try to, Google can be your best friend and your worst enemy, right?
Oh, true.
And so it's confusing. And so if we, look up a Lyme literate doctor, we oftentimes can assume that we are in good hands, right? There are
Yes.
many fabulous Lyme literate doctors out there. There are many listed on the ILADS, right? Like ILADS trained doctors. There are
Yes.
many fabulous ones on that list. There are many fabulous ones that are not on that list. And there are many on that list that are not fabulous.
It's so true.
So it really is, learning to feel empowered, like you just said, Liza, feel empowered and confident to be your own advocate. But we definitely have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere. Through the course of the journey, you sharpen your discernment skills. You learn along the way. I learned like, oh, I gotta pre-qualify some of these treatments and the doctors first before I bring one of my kids in. Like that's not so you just learn along the way. And we got there. But there was a lot of trial and error, a lot of failures, a lot of herxing, and I just really had to keep getting back up, get back up, persevere, push through. It's very hard, but we got there.
Yeah, and you described it great earlier. It was like a triathlon, right?
It is a
Because
triathlon.
it is not, you know, so many people, we finally get this diagnosis that we don't want, and then we just want to kill it. We just want to jump in and throw everything at it. And oftentimes, when we do this blindly, we can take a million more steps backwards, right? We could really be inhibiting our healing process. And that is hard for a lot of people to understand. I was there too, right? Like I did this journey as well. And I know that, you know, you want to overdo things. Well, if I just do it a little bit more, if I just suffer and hurts a little bit more, like I can get better faster. And no, there's like steps. There's a process to this. There are many layers that we need to uncover, and slow is good. It is absolutely a marathon, a triathlon, or whatever you want to call it. It is not a sprint. For sure, it is not a sprint. So I know that you probably did multiple different types of therapies with your children that you had mentioned before. Can if you had to pick one or two for either one of them that you really feel that were kind of a game changer? Like I know I mentioned earlier, for me, I did many things, right? But hyperthermia was one of my big ones. And I also think like high dose vitamin C was one of my big ones. But
That's
there were
funny.
many layers to the different things that I did. But if I had to pick a few, right? So are there a few that you really think that maybe were a good choice or a good option for your children?
So I think for my kids, the herbs worked so well. And for my daughter, I brought the herbs in to get her off of antibiotics because she was on a cocktail of antibiotics, which really did help, but then they brought on, it's like there's that tipping point where then you're starting to get all of these symptoms because you're on antibiotics too long. And I could not successfully get her off. So I brought in the original Restore Kit with VitalPlan that Dr. Rawls developed to get her off, just for the whole point of getting her off of antibiotics. But
Okay.
lo and behold, that treatment is what finally got her into remission or a place of recovery. So that for her was tremendous. And then for
And
me,
it sounds like for your daughter, like the antibiotics might have been a good choice for her to a certain point, right? And then maybe we exceeded that point or didn't try to get her off of them quick enough, you know, because I am not a fan of antibiotics. I never used antibiotics during my journey. I know a lot of people do, right? In my personal opinion, and everybody knows I'm not a practitioner, I'm just a Lyme patient. But I don't feel that antibiotics should be your first choice when you're dealing with chronic Lyme disease. Now, if you get a fresh tick bite, a fresh infection, absolutely, I think that you should do 6 to 8 weeks of doxycycline, 1,000,000%, right? But when it comes to chronic Lyme, the infection is so deep and so widespread in our body. And by taking these antibiotics, it's putting these spirochetes, right, in hiding because they're going to protect us. That's when they're going to build these biofilms around themselves. So now you got to break up these biofilms. When you quit the antibiotics, they come out of hiding, you get more symptoms. And not to mention all of the gut health issues that these antibiotics, you know, wreak on our bodies. So, but it sounds like that could have been a good choice for your daughter had we stopped them sooner, or had you been able to get them off of her off of them sooner.
It was one of those things too where the doctor I was using, my LLMD, who is very well respected, and he is a very good doctor, but like that he made you sign a waiver at the beginning that was like, I will do antibiotics Kind of. Where I know that my doctor wants me to do antibiotics, like it's part of his regimen. So I knew she was just so sick that I was like, well, we're going to have to try them for a certain period of time, right? And then she did. She like crossed that threshold. I think she went more than 6 months. And once we crossed that 6 month mark, you could see other symptoms happening. So,
And that's too bad because it's good to have kind of a protocol and a guideline, but we're all different.
I know.
You can't force somebody to say, okay, I will do antibiotics with you for a year, right? Because what if in a month you just know your body can't tolerate them? So that's unfortunate that, again, we go back to, having to be our own best advocate and finding the practitioner that works best for us.
Yeah, it's true. But I think the herbs, like all the way around with my son too, it was like I knew that there was something missing. He had done some antibiotics and then he was done and kind of like bumping along. But I put him on the same thing, the original Restore Kit, and it just like got him from like 70% better to 100%. Sometimes it's that last 30% that you're looking for, and you're very grateful for like being able to achieve the 70%, but we were missing that last 30%, and that is what the herbs did for him, which I am so grateful for. So I did kind of use it in a different way for him, just to give him like that pop into actually like recovery, right? So that worked for him. But then for me personally,
And I got it. Sorry, I got to
yeah, go
pause you
ahead.
again because I love that you said that because many of us get to that 70% mark, right? And I think I was even at that 70% mark and was considered in remission. And I'm like, but I'm not okay. And so many people, it's a long journey, it's an expensive journey. So we stop at 70%.
That's
Like, I
right.
can drive, I know my
It's good
name.
enough. Good
I could
enough.
probably, yeah, because it's way better than where we were, right? And so it truly is just a reminder that you can get to that
You
100%, right?
can.
Like you did, your children did, I did. It all looks different for all of us, but it sounds like, it was the vital plan from Dr. Rawls that got both your children there. So I just wanted to shout that out. But don't stop at 70%, guys. It's possible. We can get all the way.
It's true. And so yeah, thank you for that because it is common and you definitely don't sell yourself short. Just a really quick story. I was at a conference with Dr. Rawls and we did during the conference a walking meeting. So we walked for 90 minutes just to like catch up on stuff, for the network. And after the 90-minute walking meeting, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get, rest and I'll meet you down for dinner. And he was like, okay, I think I'm gonna go for a swim. He is like beyond the 100% because I'm sure he takes like a lot more herbs than I do. I'm sure his diet is a heck of a lot cleaner than mine. And he's doing a lot more. You know what I mean? Like he just embraced it full spirit. So like, I don't even know. Some people go on to like 120% there, Tanya. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, don't sell yourself short. Like I was fine with the 90-minute walk and feeling great. And there are some people that can even go beyond that, right?
I love that. Yes, no, and that's we at least want to be that 100%, right? Yeah, because I mean, I don't know. Do I consider myself 110%? Because I mean, I feel truly like I did when I was in my 20s,
That's
and
amazing.
I was healthy in my 20s, right? I was not somebody who had a lot of childhood issues, right? Because I didn't have Lyme until I got bit in my adulthood. So yes, we can get 100%, 110, 120, yeah.
You can. And then, so the other thing that I think was a huge game changer for me personally is the diet.
I
I
love this.
have to say The diet. Okay, so when my daughter was five or six, I fell apart. She must have been five, and my son was like two, and I fell apart. Now, I didn't know that I had Lyme. I just all of a sudden was like so depressed, couldn't function, couldn't sleep. I literally could not function. And I started going to a doctor. At first, I called my thyroid doctor. I got my labs checked, and they were like, "You need to take your medication." And I said, "I am taking my medication." I was off the charts, like not absorbing the medication. So they had to like bump up my thyroid medication. I stopped absorbing nutrients. I was just in a huge flare, right? I had two small kids. My husband traveled all the time. I know now that I was in a flare. I see this chiropractor, and he does like tons of blood work. And he was like, "You are allergic to wheat, and you're sensitive to all of these other glutens. Stay away from it." So I cut out gluten, and then I started reading more about like diets and detoxing. And for a good 6 to 9 months, I was gluten free, dairy free, caffeine free, sugar free, and low glycemic. And that I did recover from that flare. Now, I didn't take any supplements. I was in
Just
my
diet.
mid 30s, and it was just the diet alone bought me like a good 7 years, of
Wow.
like functioning with my kids. So
And
I,
that's powerful. Like, we
well,
really are what we eat. We
yes.
really are.
Yes. So I did no supplements. I did no treatment. I like literally just had to pull myself out of this flare. I think going off gluten for me was huge. My brain fog cleared. I was sleeping better. And then when I stopped all the other stuff too, I think my body was just so inflamed. And it just reset me. And I did it very religiously for like, yes, somewhere around like 8 to 10 months, something like that. I don't even remember. But it worked. And it was free. Like you have to eat.
Right.
So it worked.
I love that. I love that. And then it made you well enough that you could take care of your children, get them through this journey.
Yes.
And so once your children got well, is that kind of when you dove back into yourself? And how were you doing over these years? Were you just getting by because you knew you had to get your children through what they were going through?
Yeah. So I was working part-time as a commercial real estate broker, the whole time. I think the part-time work did offer me balance and an escapism from just like being in total darkness,
Right.
like I kind of needed the work to give me,
Just the outside community.
yes, exactly. But when my kids were diagnosed in February of 2020, and then COVID came, commercial real estate just was in free fall. So I just quit. I just stopped and I quit. And then my kids were in treatment. And I actually, then in September of 2020, I really knew the importance of trying to practice gratitude in this dark journey. It was COVID. So like everybody's having this transformational journey from COVID. Like we're all locked in our homes. We're all understanding like there's got to be a bigger purpose. Like people are going through things, right?
Right.
So I decided to start a podcast. I started a podcast in September of 2020. It ran 3 years. It was called Very Happy Stories. And it was a very specific podcast that spoke to mothers who have children with these mystery illnesses, chronic illness, chronic Lyme. So it was like hyper niche. Dr. Rawls came on my podcast 3 times at this time. And so we did have this relationship. And so Finally, when my kids recovered, towards the very end of 2022, I did decide to hang up the podcast in 2023 and just kind of get back to quote unquote a regular life, right? A normal life. Like, what is it like?
Right.
And I really did not want to be, I didn't want to have the identity of I'm a Lyme mom. We're a Lyme family. There's so much more to us than our chronic illness and our chronic condition. And so I went back to real estate and the market had changed. Things were different. I failed miserably at it. And this is when Dr. Rawls was in need of a community manager. He was launching this brand new community called the Vital Plan Network. It's an app, it's a private platform. And it really was just a perfect fit for me to manage the community, help people onboard, help them troubleshoot through the program, do the events with Dr. Rawls. And that's kind of what I do now.
Oh my gosh. See, that was the silver lining to your journey, right? And
Yes.
I had no idea that you had a podcast. I love that, and I love that you brought that because, I'm a social butterfly. I'm very much a people person, and I shared this meme. I don't even know who created it, back in the COVID days, but it was like, pray for the huggers out there, right? Like, because I'm a hugger. When I go to the grocery store, it is like I have new friends, I have phone numbers, I have conversations. And during COVID, people just wanted in and out of there. And if you tried to say something to them, they just thought that you were like really weird. Like it was a very rough time for many of us, and especially those that are, that were huggers and talkers and wanted to engage with the community. And so I love that you created that podcast. I bet it was an amazing, resource for people to just feel not alone, right? And kind of bring them out of that darkness. And then to hear that you had Dr. Rawls on 3 times. Yeah, I'm not sure. I might have you beat, Liza. I'm not sure.
You have
And
me
doing
beat.
this
You for
5 years,
sure.
I'm pretty sure he's been on my show like maybe 5 times.
You beat my record. You beat it. But Sue, I wanted to help other people, but I'm going to be totally honest. I needed a creative outlet. I encourage everybody to have a creative outlet, whether it's painting or photography or poetry or singing or the flute, whatever. Having that creative outlet is so important. And the second thing I was trying to accomplish is I wanted to talk to everybody. I wanted a good story. I needed a very happy story. That's what I needed to hear to sustain me so that I could show up to my children and be like, we got this. Oh, this is it's going to be hard, but I've heard this is a very promising situation. Like, I needed it. So there was a part of it that it's like this was my therapy, and I needed to bring in as many doctors as possible, as many storytellers as possible. I needed to hear as many experiences as possible because I was trying to shorten my time frame of recovery for my kids. So that is kind of what I did.
And it worked out well, right? So for all your own selfish reasons, but I'm sure it was just such an amazing resource for everybody else. So it was a win-win all the way around. And then it landed you to become the community manager for the Vital Plan Network. I can't think of
That's
a better
right.
place for you.
That's right. Yes. So it's like I really do. I understand the journey of our community. I understand the complexities. Everyone's journey is different. Even in my household, the three of us had completely different journeys. It's really right now it's like the best. It's the best place for me to serve. I love being of service. I'm learning all the time. And it's truly a privilege to do it.
I love that. So just I know for the listeners, it wasn't that long ago I had Dr. Rawls on and we broke down the whole Vital Plan, the Restore 180 kit. There are many, whether you're new in the Lyme community or not, or if you've been here for a long time trying to find your way and navigate through this, so many people out there don't know some of the resources that are available, right? Like there's a Cowden protocol, there's a Buhner protocol, there's Dr. Rawls, there's the Vital Plan Restore 180. These programs are kind of like a pre-designed program to boost your body to help you in your Lyme journey. So it's kind of like the we don't have to figure out, oh, what do I need? How do I order? Do I need to piece this together? Can I take this with that? They're kind of these programs that are designed and built for you, right? But the one thing that I really love about Dr. Rawls versus the other ones is the community that he has. He offers a free community that is like this coaching program to coach us along and guide us along and teach us all the things we don't think we need to know, right? So, all the things that we have to learn the hard way during our journey, as far as, our nervous system and just so many things and layers to this. It's a community. And to put the cherry on the top, I guess if I can, the price is just, it's a no-brainer. It's just a no-brainer, for a handful of $100, right? I know that it's a few hundred dollars each month can be different, but not only are you getting in your hands the supplements, the tinctures, the everything that you need for your journey during that month, you're getting that community support. And I think for the community support alone, I would pay it, right? So, can you maybe, Liza, before we end this, just kind of share with the listeners a little bit about what they might find within this community if they're part of this plan?
Sure, absolutely. So, what's great about the community is there's a ton of resources and everything is bite-size videos. So, Dr. Rawls really he's put together, for example, a troubleshooting guide, a Herxing guide, an MCAS guide, a movement guide. He actually calls them workshops. So, I mean, you could binge the whole MCAS treatment guide, in over one day, or you could do it over 10 weeks, right? It's totally a self-paced. So there's a lot of that. But the real thing that people love is the ability to chat with each other, depending on what phase you're in. You'll have all the phase one people chat and all the phase two people chat. But we also offer group coaching calls every other week when you're in phase one, and then they kind of slow down in the frequency. So this is a place where you can jump on a Zoom, ask your questions, get reassurance, let us navigate you, because hitting these bumps and challenges is all part of the journey, right? We just need coaching. We need navigation on how to get through it, and that is what the team is for. You can also message us in the app. Like how great is that? Like I'll message people back. Like I can't put it down. Like I'm always helping people. So that is great. And then one thing I don't know if your listeners know, Restore 180 comes with four one-on-one coaching calls. We use our team of coaches. So you get a coaching call per each phase, and then you get a bonus one at the end to help you determine like what do you need to do next. So it's super thorough and complete. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. A lot of times we have people ask, how is this one size fits all? And really the answer is, it's a foundation. Dr. Rawls curated the best of the best for the foundation to bring down your microbial load and to restore your cellular health. But we didn't put everything in the kitchen sink because everybody has a complex situation. So this is where people can optimize on top of Restore 180 based on their conditions. Like some people need more pain relief, some people have more brain fog. So, whatever it is, you can always optimize on top. And that is what actually makes it very affordable, too, is that it is a foundation.
Right. Yes. And, I hear a lot in the community of people going through this journey and they're like, okay, so I have a Lyme doctor, right? That I get to go see, every 3 months or whatever. I need a coach to walk me through the in between these 3 months, right? Like I can't, and you can't very well just message your doctor and expect, a response, let alone a timely response. And so this is truly an organization that is like a coaching program. It is the community that you can get that support along with the foundational supplements that we need to support our body. Like truly, it's a win-win. It's a no-brainer in my eyes. I'm telling you that the coaching side of it and just that support and like you call them the workshops, right? Like so on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page, I create things that talk about how you can, support yourself through MCAS, right? Like how can you support your nervous system? How can you, how is your cortisol levels connected to your nervous system? How is it like, how are all these things connected? And these are the things that I, share for free, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner. I'm not a coach. I'm just a Lyme patient that is putting together different pieces of things to share within the community for free, right? But I can't tell you how many people reach out and they want me to coach them. I'm like, no, that's not what I do, right? But the need is out there. People need this coaching type of a program, type of a setup, a community where people can join in. And it just sounds fabulous. So I'll quit rambling on about it.
Oh,
Anyways,
thank you.
listeners, as always, I will put all of the links, the information in the description of this episode if you want to check out this Restore 180 plan by Dr. Rawls. So Liza, this has been amazing. It was absolutely a pleasure to meet you. I got to learn so many new things about you. And so I truly appreciate what you're doing within the community with Dr. Rawls and also just for sharing you and your children's journey with me. So I thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, so privileged to be here, and thank you so much for all that you do for the community, Tanya.
Thank you.